Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where I have my good friend from Germany, Dominic, on to talk about AlightKit, an amazing toolkit that you need in your apps today. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno. Today, I have one of my best friends in the entire world, Dominic, here from Germany. How's it going, Dominic?
Hey, I'm very fine, James. Thanks for the invite to the Xamarin Show.
Yeah, I'm super excited because I randomly was going through our forums and I saw you post a forum post on this thing called AlightKit, and you're like, here's all these brand new controls. I'm like, this is beautiful. This is stunning. And I tweeted it out, and then I think you like freaked out and like were so excited. And then we started chatting about it, and I needed to have you come on the show to talk about it.
So that's so cool. I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, so maybe before we get into it, maybe tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you and the team have been building.
Yes, so my name is Dominic Arnitsch. I'm 22 years old. I'm living in Straubing, that's in Lower Bavaria in Germany. I came across the idea to develop and create the AlightKit because I don't like to reinvent the wheel each time when something comes up to design any application in Xamarin Forms. So I had this situation too many times that I've been developing an application, and there was always this problem with designing on app, the user interface, and I thought about what about creating a base which can be shared across each new app. So I came across Skia Sharp and started creating my own controls in the Skia canvas. And so that's the way I've created the AlightKit and started it back in December 2019.
Very cool. Yeah, I love Skia Sharp. I talk to Matthew Leibowitz all the time, and really, like, I always thought the coolest part of Xamarin is that there's a big, you know, toolkit in Xamarin Forms, but there's all these great other libraries out there from the community, or like all these drawing APIs in Skia Sharp, and it's really cool to see if you kind of, once you grasp your head around the Skia Sharp API, the things you can build are like mind-blowing. So what kind of drew you to using Skia Sharp for powering this?
So the reason that why I'm using Skia Sharp is the possibilities to create a lot more. It gives more possibilities just to create the controls and to design controls, and I can almost do anything with Skia Sharp, which has to be done maybe probably with custom renderers, and that just would be a little bit too hard to always have a lot of code. So I've came across Skia Sharp, that's a one single base code, and I can share it across in iOS and Android as well.
Yeah, that's what's super cool about it is, like, yeah, write once and it works everywhere, which is rad. So cool. All right, well, you want to get into it? I know you have a few slides and then a demo, so I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I have some demos. I can show them to you.
All right, cool. Let's get your screen up.
So we're starting with the... I'd like to introduce now the Light Video and the Light Audio element controls in the Android emulator right now.
Cool. Let's see.
So there is the Light Video. It's a fixed demonstration. It has... Currently, it's playing from YouTube. The Light Video control supports YouTube videos and Vimeo videos. You can programmatically, you can pause the video, you can play the video, you can also go to the next video. So right now it's playing something from Vimeo. And you can use the controls here, which will always be shown. And when you click inside, they will show again and fade out and fade in. And you can go again back to any YouTube video. Like, you can define the video collection yourself, you can put so many videos in that there's no limit, and the playlist feature is also just visible when there is not only one video in the current collection inside, yeah.
Very cool. Now, are also all the buttons on the screen also AlightKit buttons too that you're showing off?
Yeah, they're Skia Sharp buttons now here. They're overlaid on the current video player element, which is natively rendered. So there is the coolest feature of the Light Video, which I really love, which is the drag-able video player. For itself, it's the same video player like I've already shown right now, but the coolest part on it is you can drag it around on the entire project and, yeah, drag it, put it somewhere,
that's cool.
Play it again.
That's neat.
But we're also planning maybe to, with a pan gesture, it would be possible to resize the entire video.
Oh, very cool. So right now you're just going to drag it around, but maybe in the future even do more resizing and whatnot. That's really cool.
Yeah. We have a lot of properties planned for the future, but right now the Light Video and audio players are in a beta because we have encountered some small, minor problems, but we've already patched them for the current version. Thankfully for Ricardo for his investment into doing this. And so far for the future, there are a lot of more properties planned.
Very cool. Am I also seeing some gradient background change on this demo home screen? What's going on there?
Yeah, that's the Elite gradient background. So you can define yourself, as you can see here in the code.
That's very cool.
There is the Elite gradient view. You can define your own four colors. And if the gradient animation is even enabled, otherwise it will just fade to another color and not do a linear gradient. And you can define your own transition speed and change colors automatically. And inside this gradient view, you can place your own content view, which is right now a stack layer with the enter buttons and everything. So that's in the background, the light gradient background view.
That's very cool. It's very subtle. I sort of like it. It gives it a nice little, you know, nice little something on there that you're not expecting. I really like it. That's really cool. I like that, yeah, you know, this demo app is built off of not only highlighting the different controls, but built with the controls too. That's really cool.
Yeah, as well, the Elite button is also there, as you can see the linear gradient effect.
Mm.
When clicking on it on an active state, there will be a linear gradient. You can set your own primary color and your secondary color, so you can customize the button like you want on your own benefits.
Very cool.
So there is the Elite audio player. You can play your own MP3 files and audio files, which will be stored in the assets folder inside your application. And they will be loaded also from the assets folder. So you can click on the play button to start the audio and switch to another song, which is also in the playlist currently set and defined in the collection.
Very cool. That's awesome.
And it's also repeating itself.
And it seems like there's a lot of also control over it, customization.
Yeah, you can toggle the controls, so only the buttons itself will be shown. Or if you toggle it again, you can define if the title, the duration of the audio file, or the progress bar currently will be shown or not. You can even set if the buttons are round or just with a border radius, which can be defined itself. And you can toggle the playlist button if it's even possible to go to the next, to switch to the next audio file or go back to the previous file.
Very cool. That's awesome. I mean, what I like about this is it also is tackling not only the UI controls on these specific ones, but also like that hard functionality of video playback and audio playback. So you just give it a file and you're done.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's for itself now the Elite demonstration of the app itself. So our website here. See the community inside where people may ask in announcements, in the LightKit update, something, or in the development help. Anybody can ask any questions or about templates, elements, or submit some bug reports. And we will take care about those questions, which will be asked in our community for sure.
Very nice.
So there are also profiles.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. But there's also the documentation itself where people may look up, like, for example, this Elite header. They can read about the Elite header, see a code sample there in XAML or in C# programmatically. And at the properties tab, you can see each change for each property as well on a demo image graphic, right? You can easily take the C# or XAML code out of this documentation. Or like for buttons, there are also events for sure defined. So the documentation itself is great itself, how it was. I've given my best as I've could do.
That's very great. I like that the code is right there, and it's right next to it is all the samples. And what blew me away was the control gallery too. That's what really sort of sold me on it. Like just going through, because you showed some of the controls, but like I love that everything's animating, that it's just like all there. You get this real time. So it's a lot more than just the controls you showed. There's tons in here.
Yeah, I've given my best effort to display them as best as possible here. And there are a lot of properties right now, but as I've mentioned before, in the version 1.3, there will be a lot of more properties. We will work out on a lot of more dynamically features. So that will be our main focus on the next updates and the roadmap, which is currently planned. And this might be a roadmap in the future where I'm working right now for the official website, as it's the local website, for the next version update, which will be hosted and uploaded then.
Very cool. I love it. Yeah, it's super beautiful, and it's really cool to see it all in action.
So, Twix, Xamarin Forms controls built for Elite Kit. They are built with a lot of love and caffeine with Skia Sharp. The Lightkit is a collection of UI controls created with SkiaSharp for Xamarin Forms. Design your iOS and Android applications like never before. The entire Lightkit project is a community-based project. Our main and highest priority is to listen to the suggestions of the entire community. We like to hear your ideas, your recommendations, your suggestions, and to anything to improve our Lightkit. So it's not only driven by our team, so it's driven by everyone else who wants to commit something to our project.
Got it. So it's kind of like you started it because you said you're sort of building it for yourself, kind of doing everything you want, and then it sort of turned into like, hey, we can productize this and also create brand new things based off what people want.
Yeah, that's the other point, which has been developed from the main idea that I've started it for myself at first, but I came across the idea I want to share something with the entire community, Xamarin community, and that's the point where I've created my website, elitekit.io. And I'm sharing there the light version for free currently and the pro version as well.
Cool.
And yeah, so to go, our mission is we want to revolutionize the development of apps. A lot of controls is our main priority. For each use case, we want to offer you the required controls for your app. When you're creating an app, like I've shown already the video player, you might take our Elite video player and easily implement it to show YouTube videos, Vimeo videos, and yeah. The community project is our highest priority, as I already told you, and our updates and improvements, which with each update, we want to improve the entire Lightkit. New controls, properties, and quality optimizations will be offered by us. And our highest priority is also to offer a great support. Whenever anybody has any question or wants to ask something, we offer our own community where people can ask their questions, and we will, whenever we can, so as fast as possible, answer their questions in our own Lightkit community on our website.
Very cool. Yeah, it's awesome to kind of see that community engagement, get that feedback, get the support. It helps grow, and it's really cool to see that in Lightkit.
It's something like a forum at all, a board, just to ask questions and triads and all. So our history and roadmap, what we've done and what will be done in the future. At the 19th of December 2019, we have launched the Lightkit with 20 UI controls. And for the rest, for update version 1.1, that was released on the 23rd December in 2019, we've added MVVM support by Ricardo Vasquez, our main developer for the entire Lightkit. A new gradient background control has also been added, and a lot of properties to our existing controls have been added. For the update version 1.2, which will be released today on the 5th of February 2020, we've added 6 new controls: the Lite video player, the Lite audio player, the Lite swipe action, like on the iPhone, like it has been to swipe to unlock, which may invoke any question action you define. The Lite Circle Collection, a collection of images bound together. The Lite Chat Messages, a ready-to-use chat message template control, so you can create your own chat, something similar like Facebook chats. And the Lite Color Collection, which is a collection of predefined colors, so you can select any color and the event will be fired with the color you have selected. So for the update version 1.3 in March 2020, we will be working on the entire quality of the Lightkit. We won't include any new elements and controls. So our main focus with the update version 1.3 is mainly to optimize currently existing controls, to add a lot of more properties to our controls now, and a new change to the license model will be done. The Lite version won't exist anymore. We will delete the Lite version, as each control which is available in the Lightkit will be completely free available in the basic version. So everybody can download the Lightkit at all for free, but with restricted properties. So to unlock those restricted properties, you might have to purchase a pro license. So everybody can get a taste of our controls and try them and feel free to check if it benefits to their requirements. And the other point and the last point for the latest update in March is the API script, which is a PHP backend script which will be bound to our released ready-to-use template. So anybody can download, for example, a user system, and this user system will already be bound with our PHP API script. So they sign in, sign up, sign out, and password, reset your password, and everything will already be pre-coded in that part.
Very cool. That's awesome. I really like sort of the journey that you and the team have gone on, and especially I'm assuming a lot of these controls are coming from users and also sort of this change to the light. I like that you can get all the controls and try them out. I think that's super important. That's really cool to see.
Yeah, cool. So the last part of this presentation is to show our team, the people which are working with a lot of passion behind this entire project. To myself, I've already introduced myself. I'm the founder and I'm working on the UI development and the design, also on the website, CMS and UI. And as well, I'm taking care of the social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So there's Christian Hofbauer. It's my best friend in Germany. He's doing UI and web development too. And he's helping me out with my CMS development and the UI development of the website itself too. There is Ricardo Vasquez. It's a total freak. He's in my opinion, he's a really very professional programmer. He's taking care, his highest priority is to take care about the security of the entire project, like obfuscating our code and protecting it to the entire core logics. He's giving his best and his suggestions on how to improve anything, and he's taking care about the entire ElitKit itself. So there is Jeff Weber-Cross. He's also working like Ricardo on the UI and designing it too, but he's more taking care about the design and the user experience and as well the core logic. So they both together are working on ElitKit. Me and Christian, we are working on the website and the CMS. And there is Lucas Cebrala, he's doing SEO and marketing, search engine optimizations, and as well the user interface research on our website and taking care about the product marketing of the ElitKit.
Yeah, Dominic, that is awesome. I love it. Of course, I'm going to go try it in all my applications today. We'll put a link to all of the ElitKit websites, the documentation, to samples, everything like that. And thank you so much for coming on. It's been awesome.
I'm thankful for you, James, for the invite. As I already said, everybody can see I'm a little bit nervous and excited as it's my first video call. I'm giving just my best. And as I've said, we're a small team, 5 guys from Mexico, from Germany, from England, Great Britain, and we're giving our best as we've just started in December. The journey has just started and there will be much more in the future. We promise.
I'm really excited. I love supporting the community. I love the amazing Xamarin community. So it's awesome to see this stuff that you're working on. And everyone at home, go give it a try. Put it in your apps. Give Dominic and the team their feedback. And thanks again for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Check out all this awesome stuff in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that subscribe, like, you know what to do. And thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell, become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.